Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am your host. We are the Rogue Rebels. I am Sal. With me is Axel.
Twisted Sister, what kind of a man desecrates a defenseless textbook?
And Lizzie?
Hi.
How is everyone?
Good.
Today sucked.
I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully tomorrow will be better, son.
And if tomorrow's not good, then try a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To do what?
Whatever you want, I guess.
I had pho today.
Oh, that's good. I've been searching for, like, the best Thai food in the city. Mm. So far, I keep settling on, like, Thai basil. I don't know if you remember that place. Do you remember that place? We used to go way back in the day when you guys were little. It was, like, over kind of by, like, State College.
Was it by, like, Mom's work?
No.
No. No.
Okay. It's a place we used to go to, but your mom was like, oh, this one's, like, too far, and, like, the other ones were close to our house, so we started getting those and the combos and everything. But now that everything's expensive anyway, I was like, well, I'm just going to go to the far place. So, but I've been, like, on a quest to find, like, the best Thai food. Because when me and your mom went to, like, Temecula, we, like, went to a little hole-in-the-wall Thai place, and it was, like, the best Thai food I'd had in a long time since, like, Little Elephant. And I was like, man, like, I miss, like, really, really, like, good Thai food. Because the Thai food, like, with the restaurant that we get usually, it's, like, pretty good. It's really good. But you get, like, but it's not, like, as good as it used to be. So, I don't know. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went and got pho and some coffee at this place. If I ever do get coffee, it's usually if, like, my friend wants to go. And I keep forgetting to not get medium, because in my head I'm like, medium is good. Medium is not big, not small. It's good, and it's decently priced. Mm-hmm. But their mediums look like larges. So, like, they give me one, and I'm like, man, I could have just gone a small. But I keep forgetting, so need to remember.
Okay, I got most of that.
Do you think they could hear that on the podcast?
No, they can. Because I know, because I go back through it.
Wait, hear what?
You, when you turn into a robot. Yeah, you have, like, bad signals sometimes, it misses, glitches. But yeah.
Okay.
Until we find a solution. It is what it is.
Well, I have my own internet, but it's, like, piggybacking off of crappy internet from the school. So, yeah. Like, she's trying her best.
Here's some money. Go see a Star War. All right. Well, I mean, let's just get into it. Let's dive into it just real quick. I want to do the business, if I can find it on these notes, because I forgot it. Go check us out at theroguerebels.com. There's actually a really cool book coming out tomorrow. So there will be a review tomorrow. So I should finish that tonight. And on our Facebook page, go like it and follow it and stuff. We are The Rogue Rebels on Instagram and TikTok. And all the people that are fleeing Twitter are going to Hive. So we're The Rogue Rebels on Hive as well, which is fun because I am going to share with you guys very soon some important research that I have been doing over there on Star Wars Hive. And if you're still on fire and on Twitter, we're there at Rogue Rebels Fan. So make sure you're, like, following us and checking our stuff out. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Please, if you can, give us a 5-star review. Even better, if you can, like, write a review, a 5-star review, or whatever. Rate us, like us, listen, subscribe, do all of that stuff, if possible, and if you haven't yet. And to those that have done it, we appreciate you.
Yay. Wait, so what's the poll stuff?
Oh, you guys, you want to get right into it. Okay.
Yes.
An important poll. Is everybody ready? Axel, this concerns you, kind of. Not really. So I've been doing research on Hive. Hive has sort of taken off as the, like, where all of us, like, Twitter orphans have gone since, like, Twitter has, like, somehow become even worse than it was already. One of the people I follow on Hive was like, this is awesome. When do the terrible people arrive? And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much the internet. But yeah. Axel, are you ready? Yes. I mean, he already knows what it is, but I took a poll on Hive.
You let Axel know before me?
Well, he was here. You were not here. Important Star Wars poll time. Who needs to be punched first? Cyril Karn or Perrin?
Perrin.
You think Perrin. Axel, I'm sure, agrees with you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you see the TikTok I sent you?
Yes, I did. And it was funny.
Did you
and
think
I
it
laughed.
Was hilarious?
And I went back to work, yes.
Yes.
I said, ha. And I exhaled more air than usual out of my nose.
Okay. Nice, nice, nice.
And then I went back to work. I was like, oh, good times.
I wish I had luck here.
Okay, so... the vote has ended with 200, and it was, let me tell you that this was a poll, unlike Spotify polls, which have like two votes, or one usually, with 100% of the vote, it'll be like one vote. People actually voted, Star Wars Hive came through and voted on these. So it was very close, and it went back and forth for a while. It was like one in the lead, and then it would like be like super, super close, like 52% to 40, and then the other one would take the lead. So it's really awesome for me to see how much these characters are hated, because I agree. And there was like even a few comments that are like, I got two hands. I'm like, I get
that
it.
One.
I get it. So like, thank you everybody for taking part in this important research. Science salutes you. I don't know. Like, even in this house, it looks like everybody's agreed that Perrin needs to be punched most. And I will let you know that with 54% of the vote, Perrin needs to be punched first.
Yes.
you have
54%.
46% was for Cyril. And there was also comments was like, I don't understand how this is not 100% Perrin. And then there were other comments that were like, oh yeah, that creep needs to go.
But I'm honestly surprised because I hope I don't sound like a robot through this, but basically I'm surprised that more people think he's a creep, because I've known plenty of people, plenty of Star Wars fans who have been like, man, this character is so cool. Man, what? Their relationship is so good.
What?
I don't want to say names, but like Kylo Ren and Rey. But, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a whole, like, people that, like, love Kylo Ren and Rey.
That's stupid.
Right. But yeah. My thing is, like, they're like, yes, their love makes sense. He's definitely not a total creep. Like, I'm, like, glad that no one's like, oh, my God, Cyril just really, really likes Deidre, and Deidre really likes Cyril. Like, I'm so happy for that.
I mean, I don't think he knows her, but like, he is a creep regardless, but he's a creep to everybody. He's a creep to his like former bosses. Like, even when he went, like, I knew he was a creep day one. He's just a creep weird dude. He was like, well, like, two of our people died. Like, we need justice for them. Like, you know, and his boss is like, well, like, they were messing around doing stuff they shouldn't have been doing, and they messed with the wrong person. You know what I mean? Like, he was a creep day one. And then he put his hands on somebody. So yeah, he shouldn't get punched. But, like, I'm not, like, defending Cyril at all, but I am just saying, like, yeah, I totally would, like...
How confused were you when Cyril, like, started saying all that stuff, and he's like...
Which stuff?
When he was like, hey, I like you, you know, to that girl.
Yeah. I wasn't confused, because that makes sense to me. Like, I can see what... I understand Cyril. I don't like him.
But it was so...
But it is weird and stupid. It's like, there are many ways to do things better.
Yeah,
but clearly you don't know them.
Like, it's just, it's, it like,
Yeah.
Like,
even Axel cannot compute.
My thoughts were, what is, like, what am I, what am I supposed to be, like, what am I watching?
Oh no, baby, what is you doing?
What is happening?
Yes, it was very much, like, weird, and, like, it kept getting worse by the second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, like, scary, but it was, like, so awkward, too.
Yeah. Like... But, like, he's kind of like that. He's just weirdly intense and awkward at everything.
Yeah.
He can't even talk to his own mom, so...
Well, his mom's a jerk to him.
That's true.
Actually, I think...
But he deserves it. Yeah. But his mom's a jerk. Like...
I was on... At first, I was like, man, I don't like Ciro's mom. She's such a jerk. And then I was like, you know, he deserves it.
I kind of just went to, like, they're both jerks. They deserve each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she created the jerk.
That's true. That's true. She, in theory, she's the adult, right?
Yeah.
At one time, she was, anyway. Okay, so I thank everybody that participated. Thank you, Star Wars Hive, for coming through. I hope to move some more of those polls around over there. Maybe when I put the new episode polls up, I'll put them in Spotify and in Hive, where people actually vote and participate.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 48%.
Why didn't you guys just go to Discord or something?
No, Discord
yeah,
is...
Yeah, nobody does it.
Uh-uh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twitter might be better than Discord.
Anyway, let's see, what am I doing now? Oh, okay, I mean, I guess that's it. That was the important research. I guess we can get into the actual episodes now. I don't want to, like, spoiler-free... We're going to do them in order.
Do you guys remember what happened in the episodes?
Yeah, I do.
Can you explain what happens?
We'll get to that. But I just want to, like, first, No Way Out. Oh, I'm sorry, One Way Out.
Man. No Way Out.
One Way Out.
That sounds like, I don't know.
It sounds like a Hollywood Undead song. Gross.
Let's see. So, One Way Out is the one where they, like, finally go through with the plan and escape. Narkina 5? Yes. Narkina? Or Narkani? No, Narkina 5.
That's his name.
Yeah, Narkina 5. With Kino Loy.
Alfred.
So there was a few things going through here, like, and all of it was good, and the intensity of the episode was crazy, and a lot of people have said that this is, like, the kind of thing that would be on any other show. This would be like a season finale, and on this, it's not. So you're like, oh, what? Like, how are they going to top that?
Is Alfred Batman's dad?
He's like a butler, right?
But in the movie,
no, Batman's dad is killed. That's why he's Batman.
But, like, in the movie, he's like, White, if this continues, there won't be nothing long until there's nothing left. You know, he's, like, giving him advice.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was... I was like, oh, I didn't know that Alfred was Batman's dad.
I mean, he kind of raised him since his parents are dead.
Keened is Alfred?
Keened?
Kino.
Yeah, I did know that.
In which movie?
In a Batman movie.
Which one?
The new one.
The Batman?
That's what it's called, right?
Yes.
Okay, what about it?
Cool.
Oh, okay. You just wanted to inform me.
He's also that guy.
Thank you for the information.
That's like, it's worth billions.
Yes, I'm familiar with...
Who else is he?
He's a lot of people, but we already went through that when he was introduced.
I know,
so let's move
on
now.
I want to go through it again, because we're never going to see him again.
That's true.
Wait, we might... Mm.
Oh yeah, no, I don't know. What do you think, Lizzie? Spoilers! Do you think we will see Kino Loy again? Do you think he made it?
I don't know. I'm confused about the Batman. I don't know. I would hope he did, but I don't think he did.
I mean, I feel like there's got to be a ship out there somewhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or something. I kind of feel like if there was, like, a second more and Cassian didn't get pushed off, they could have been like, well, like, three of us will help you. You know, like, we'll trade off and help you kick. You just kick your feet and lean back.
Maybe that, like, helping each other. Hoping that they did, but,
he makes,
you know,
like, that little speech. Okay, like, let's go. Like, so, okay, let's go through the episode a little bit. Like, when they start, he's still not sure. You know, Cassian is like, they're not letting us go. They killed everybody on level 2 or whatever. Like, and Kino's just kind of like, you don't have a plan. You don't know what you're doing. Like, why would you? And he's like, look, we're never going to have a better chance than this. Now that they know that we know, they're not going to, like, they're never going to let us out. Like, tomorrow there's a new guy coming because this guy just died. Like, this is the only chance we're going to get because they're going to start, like, changing things now that people know. So this is our, like, best and only chance. And That's when he, that's what finally, like, convinces him, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Then we got the, at the ISB, they catch a pilot who is, like, one of Anto Krieger's pilots, a rebel pilot. And they're like, well, they're planning a raid on Spellhouse. And I'm like, ah, crap. Because that's, you know, in the last episode, that's what, what's his name, is trying to convince Saw Gerrera to help with. Luthen. And then they, like, come up with the plan to, like, send the body back. Like, so that the thing can still go on and they won't know that they're under, you know. They're like, oh, no, it won't happen. And if we, like, kill him, then they'll know. So, like, they send him back so they can, like, catch Krieger's people.
Which, like, Deidre's just really, really smart.
Right. And it's funny because, like, look, we've already seen into the next episode. So, like, we all know that, like, one of those dudes was the spy. So he was probably like, well, I don't know. Like, what should we do? And then Deidre came up with that idea. And he's probably like, oh, damn. Like, inside somewhere, he was like, that sucks. Ain't getting away out of that. Let's see. Back on Ferrix, Marva is like kind of sick, and they're all like checking on her and stuff. And Cinta's still watching. And then
Cinta's like, a bartender.
Yeah, so she gets a job over on Ferrix, and I kind of like. And I mean, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but in the next episode, when Marva like passes away, I think she has a line where she's something like, "Yeah, you know, like the lady passed away or something." And the guy's like, "Did you know her?" And she's like, I just got a job. I just started, you know, a week ago.
Which episode are we on?
Oh, I'm just talking. This is a piece of the next episode. But I'm just like, about that part where she's like, oh, like, yeah, like, I don't know. You know, I've only been here a week or something. I think the other guy she's talking to is like the Imperial spy. Like the ISB spy. So like the two spies are like, I've never been here before. Me neither. And I think that's funny. Anyway, let's just work our normal jobs. Doop, doop, dee doo. Sitting here across the street doing nothing suspicious. Let's see. Mon Mothma and Tay Kulma meet with that, like, shady banker. Okay, like, do you want to talk about this? What do you
think? I didn't like this scene at all. Was
rough.
I hated it.
It was so
I
good,
I disliked it so much. I disliked it as hard as I could.
Yeah. But I love how the intensity, everything was so good.
What scene?
The scene with Mon, Tay, and the, like, I forgot, Davos Golden. The, like, shady guy.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Like, Mothma just overall wasn't happy meeting with this gangster.
Right.
Which was very apparent, and I felt like she could have made it been a bit more nice. Like, fake nice. But, you know, I understand that, like, she was... She, it's funny because, like, you know, she and Saw are, like, similar, but in different ways. Like, she wants and needs this money, but she's like, no, that's a gangster. The Hutts are gangsters. But it...
And Saw is like, you know, Republic partisans, galaxy partitionists!
Yeah, so it's interesting because, like, I don't know. I didn't like the guy one bit. And he was like, yeah, you know, I don't need any... form of payment at all, like, no problem. And Mothma's like, well, I don't want to owe you anything.
I don't
which is
do
fair.
Money, bro.
and then he's like, because he's from Chandrila as well.
Yes.
So he was like, all I want is to come back here. I'm like, oh, that's fine. Yeah, we'll party with you. That's okay. And he's like, oh, but like, and I was like,
wait, no. Okay, you cut out. Go ahead.
And then.
Go back to that part.
Oh, just he was like, I want to bring my son. And I was like, no. And then Mothma, like, just got super angry.
Well, you see, like, when she understands what he's saying. It was funny because we're here in the house and I was like, oh. And it took a second for Liz to catch on. And then, like, Axel was like, I'm sorry, what's going on? And I was like, and then, like, by that time, he kind of starts saying, he's like, well, you know, my son is 14, your daughter is almost of age. And You know, like, and that's where Axel caught on too. It was like, oh, now I understand. Because, like, I was like Mon Mothma. I caught on right away. And, like, my neck tensed like hers did.
Yeah. I like everyone's, like, face intensities. Uh-huh. Like, Cassian is his jaw. And then, like, Mothma is her neck. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Good times.
Yeah. I didn't like that at all. Like,
yeah.
And that's why at first I was like, okay, well, it's just an introduction.
But then, yeah, it was, like, not a set-in-stone thing, but even, like, letting that, she wouldn't even, like, hear it.
Yeah, because then it, like, you know, at first I was like, it'll be fine. It's okay. But the problem is, since this child, who we just realized is 13, this is mm-hmm. a child. Mm-hmm. Not even, barely teenager. Mm-hmm. Like, she, and, like, with the amount of times and, like, just even now that she's so pretty much easily manipulated by her dad in these cases, like, it, like, imagine what happens if she has a crush on someone, like, or just meets someone, especially because I'm jumping, but the next episode, she, like, is in a thing, like, a group that's specifically to pretty much get these little girls to get ready for marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the old traditions and she's okay or whatever. No, she's like all about it. Like it's the, like, only class she goes to, yeah. Apparently.
Which is like, it makes it even worse because then, mm-hmm. like, she doesn't understand and she's a little kid.
Right, right.
And little kids, don't worry, Dad, I'm saying me too, mm-hmm. and Axel, mm-hmm. we don't get stuff. We don't understand.
Yeah, no, kids are dumb.
We're dumb.
You're so dumb.
We're so stupid.
Did it's okay. Then, it's okay. They learn.
That.
But then the other problem. Oh. What did Axel say?
Birds aren't real. Like, I don't know why the government is like, oh, birds exist. Okay.
Like, no more YouTube for you, son. No,
dude, birds aren't real.
It's making you worse. No, anyway, continue, Lizzie.
But, what was I saying?
You were saying
Axel. Kids are dumb.
Like, yeah, you were saying how dumb kids are. They don't believe in birds. Like, the earth is flat. It's all over the place.
Dude, like, Minecraft proved it. The earth is a square.
There we go.
I just... It's...
logic I can get behind.
And then the other problem is that when you have negative experiences with the other parent, even if they're giving you good advice, even if they're doing nice things for you, it doesn't matter. You're going to think that they're out to get you anyway, because you've been either fighting with this person mm-hmm. or your dad is like, hey, your mom's cheating on me, by the way. Hey, your mom this. Hey, your mom's never here.
You're the enemy.
Yeah, like, it's like double worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that made me feel gross.
That was almost one of the most intense scenes in the episode.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it was just a conversation in a room with very comfortable seating.
Yeah, very nice view outside, you know what I mean? And everything.
But I love that, like right away she shuts it down. And even her, like, homie is like, yeah, all right, well, thank you for coming. You know? But, like, realistically, there's not very many places for her to turn. And, yeah. Like... you know, this comes back to the whole, like, rebellion, but at what cost kind of deal.
Yeah, which sucks because, you know, you don't want to, like, Mothma went through this, you know? She knows that this whole arranged marriage thing is, like, either doesn't work or, like, it just sucks in general. Mm-hmm. And, it like, to the point where has a kid with this guy she hates and hates her. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So,
Who won the poll to get punched? Her winner husband.
So I just
clap, 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 clap.
I don't like it. And then you don't want to, like, again, for the rebellion, you don't want to, like, air quotes, like, sell your child off to some guy. That's jerky, and mm-hmm. you know it's a tough decision,
right?
But
Yeah. Well, no, it's really crappy, but like, just it was such a good scene. It was so well done. Like, everything about it, the pacing, the lines, the acting, the like the writing, the direction, all good stuff.
Yeah.
So like, meanwhile, like, Clea's like, hey, there's like a mark, you need to go meet this guy. Well, I haven't seen him for a year. Okay, I'm just gonna go. What if it's a trap? Eh, it's fine. Like, he goes, you know. Then, okay, so back on the prison. This is, okay, so everybody's talking about these speeches. Kino's speech, and from this episode, it was the Kino speech and the later Luthen speech, right? But they're mm-hmm. talking about the speech where Kino is, like, in the intercom room, sort of, like, talking to the entire prison. And I kind of like this speech at the beginning of the day. Like, when he sets everybody up for what's about to happen. He basically just goes, like, you know, the way I see it, I'm already dead. So, like, we're going to try to get out of here. You know, there's only one way out and we're going to go for it. You know, if you don't, you know, whatever you got to do, help, you know, like, let's just make, you know, I'd rather die trying to get free than giving these fools what they want. Or, you know, basically he's like, so let's just see how far we get. And it's like kind of a little bit similar to like, we'll take the next chance and the next chance until we win or we're out of chances. Like, there are so many, like, not similarities, but they're called, like, reflections, like, of Rogue One in this that I'm really, really loving. Because a lot of Andor's story, like, reflects a lot of Jyn's story as well. You know. And so they're, like, making their little thing, and Andor goes to, like, the back room and, like, breaks the pipe so the water gets all over the floor, and then they bring the new guy out and they're all getting ready, and I love they're all like, okay, on program, and they all have like weapons behind their head.
It's yeah, like the in best their thing sleeves in the world. And stuff.
I'm like, this is awesome. And also I just like the idea of barefoot people beating people up. Kino. Like, what do you like Kino? Like, what do you think about Kino? Obviously everybody likes him now, but I guess there were a lot of people that didn't like him at first. They thought he was a bad guy. And I'm like, he wasn't a bad guy. He was just, like, he was doing his job. Like, I get that. Like, I don't know why people, I don't know where people got the bad guy. I guess because he was, like, telling Andor what to do.
You're a bad guy. But this does not mean you're a bad guy. I didn't think he was very, I didn't think he was a bad guy. Like, at first, kind of. But that was because I didn't know he was, like, also a prisoner, and that they were just employing like prisoners to be certain like positions in the prison.
Wait, what?
He's just a dude.
Oh, okay.
After I realized he was a prisoner, I just realized that, yeah. Oh, he's just a dude. He's also trying to survive. He's also trying to make sure everyone's in line. So
I thought that was pretty
die.
Clear, like, right away, because he's in a prison outfit and everything, and he has bare feet just like them, and he, like, stays with them and everything. So I thought it was, like, I was like, oh, okay, he's the prisoner, like, in charge of the prisoners. There's even, like, a line where he's like, you know, you play against the other tables, I play against all the other rooms, or something like that. So it's like, oh, he's, like, doing the same thing. So sometimes he gets flavor, too, or whatever. But I thought it was interesting that people thought that he was, like, he was like a villain, and then we're like, oh my god, he like turned good, and I'm like, no, he didn't, he was always good, or not like good, but like, he was always trying to help people and trying to make it through, like at the beginning, he's like, hey, just do your job, do your thing, and we'll count don't look at that, you know, and we'll make it out of here, whatever, like, and I really like that it's like, realizing the truth is what it takes for him to be, like, no mas, you know, So I don't know. I didn't think he was a villain, but I really like his character, like, realizing what has to be done.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just think when we met him, he was just so set on doing technically like the right thing,
right,
and wanting to get out like correctly and without having any like other like problems, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess in like that kind of way, he was trying to help the people too, I think. Like, even then, he was like, don't, like, they're gonna come and mess you, you know, just do the thing, get through, and then we go, we rest in our little rooms, we're fine, like, you know, we'll get through it. Like, even that, I kind of saw that he was trying to help, I thought. But anyway, he becomes like the head guy, and everybody kind of follows him, which is like, and Andor sees that. Andor's like, we need you, is why he's trying so hard to convince him to join, because like, he knows he can't really like do it himself. He knows he needs the guy who knows how to like lead these people. Which is what he's been doing. His job is like getting these people to work together. And it's so funny, like, was it Blue Harvest? It might have been Blue Harvest who was talking about this. How they're, when we do our podcast late, I get to listen to all the other podcasts and then I sound really smart. Pretty sure it was Blue Harvest podcast. Oh, like, real quick, shout out. I did a shout out to Rick Villanueva on another podcast about who was talking about a thing and I accidentally said Blast Points podcast. That's my bad. Rick is from Jam Transmissions. So apologies to Jam Transmissions and Rick. But like, that's
getting your podcast mixed up.
Yeah, what am I doing? What are you doing?
Bereavement Jam.
But anyway, on Blue Harvest, I think he said something about how... Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Or what Blue Harvest Kino? Already said. Yeah, but... Oh, no, about how like their whole job there, they're like trained to like work as a unit. Like, they have to, like, work together and, like, each help each other. And, like, that ended up really working against them.
Yeah.
When they ended up working as a unit, like, to take them down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like the idea of that, too. Like, that the very thing that they use, like, is what brings them down. So they, like, you know, the water's leaking. The guys start a pretend fight. The new guy is coming down the thing, and then Andor jams the lift, and then they're like, all right, let's go! Rise up! And then they start, like, throwing crap, and then people are getting shot, and it's, like, super sad. And this is the part where, like, your mom was actually all into it at this part. Because she's like, oh, no! Like, and even the new guy's like, get out of here! Like, papas! And then he gets shot, too, and you're like,
for it.
Oh, no!
He went for it.
It was his first day. So then they start taking over, they take over the room, then they start taking over the floors, and the water shorts out the electrical floor so that they like use it the one time and everybody gets on the tables. Well, most of the people get on the tables, and then they're like, they can't use it again. So like they all get up and climb in there and start killing him, and everybody they kill drops a gun. So like the more people they kill, the more guns they have, which was like pretty awesome. So they're like taking over the thing. And everybody's trying to kind of like figure it out. And as they like take all the floors, they're like, what's going on in 5-2-D or whatever? And then like door opens and they come in blasting. All right, next. And then they're like, hey, we're like getting free. So like, come on, come with us. Help. You know, we killed your guys. And so get up here and let's go. One way out. Yay. And then
you go ahead. I also thought it was interesting because they, none of the, guys, like none of the workers, the
prisoners?
No, not the prisoners.
The opposite Imperials?
Prisoner. Yeah.
Okay, the guards, I guess.
they weren't doing anything. Like,
what do you mean?
They literally were hiding.
Oh, yeah, like way later when the whole thing, cuz they're so outnumbered.
Yeah.
Cuz the way they win in this place is like the floor and all, you know, all the stuff that they like They have like mass weapons, not individual weapons, so that they only need 10 people on each level or whatever. Never more than 12.
Yeah.
You know, that way, like when there's 50 of them coming out of a room at you, like you can only shoot so many, you know, before you get killed. So that's why they were hiding. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like at one point they get up to the like control room. They kill the guy and they're like, all right, turn off the hydros. But if we turn it off, it takes forever to restart. Yeah, do that. Okay.
Yeah, like I care.
Yeah. So then he puts his gun to his head and the guy's like, I don't have it. Okay, you then. Turn it off. But it takes forever to restart. Do it. And then he Andor has him do the announcements. Because he's like, this is what you do every day, dude. And he's like, all right, like we're getting out of the prison. So like do the thing. And then that's when he gives like the other really good speech. You know, help each other. Oh, that was like the best part. He's like, help each other. If you see somebody like fall down, help each other. I don't remember seeing anybody pick up anybody, but I hope they did. In particular, him. A little bit later.
It happened. You just didn't see it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to believe that he survived.
It's like a very like a Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon ending where it's like, I like it. I like the idea that it just like he just exists free in my head. Like, I don't want to know what happened to him. I don't want to know how he got it. Oh, he found a ship. Oh, like two guys dragged him. And then they like, you know, they got rescued by some other guy, you know. I just like the idea of like somehow he was free. Like, even at like, when, what does Andor say? Like, when they finally get out or to the edge, he's like, whatever happens, we made it, you know, like we're free, like from here on out. And then the guy's like, I can't swim.
I can't swim.
And it's so funny because people are like, I don't know, like a lot of people are like, man, he like didn't, like he knew that whole time that he was going to die and he like helped everybody. But I kind of feel like they just, they didn't go that far ahead. They were just like, we're going to get out. Like, I kind of thought they were just going to get ships or something like that, or a boat, or, you know, and then they just got to the edge and they just started jumping. You know what I mean? Like, I think nobody planned that far ahead.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah. I also don't think they thought maybe they would get away with it. Like, I don't think, maybe they just didn't think like, oh, this did work. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we're going to swim.
Let's
go. Hopefully everyone knows.
Yeah. So yeah. That was heartbreaking. Very sad.
Yeah.
Kino Loy is very instrumental and awesome. And I like him, and he lives on free in my mind.
Rent free.
Yes. I like it a lot. What else we got? Okay, let's see. Okay, so this is where the guy goes down, like, the tunnels, and he's going down to Coruscant, and, like, they left a Bluetooth there for him, and he's like, you'll press 12, like, if, like, you're in trouble. Like, if this is fake. Like, nah, we're good. And it's like Luthen. He's talking to Luthen. He's like, hey, congratulations on your daughter. I don't like that. Thank you. And it's the guy.
What is it with people threatening each other's kids, yeah, bro?
Which that seems to be like a mark in, like, back to Cinta. Does she kill that family? This dude just threatened his homie's kid.
I don't like that you brought that up.
Just saying. It doesn't seem to be off the table. But in any case, this is the dude from the ISB. I don't know. Like, if it was me, I would have thought she can get away with stunning the family and leaving, but they saw her face. But if she's leaving the planet, who cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
how are they going to catch it? You know what I mean? They have Andor's face, and he's in prison, and they still can't find him.
Yeah, I was going to say, their system kind of sucks,
yeah, whatever,
in general.
But I understand, like, but I could see Cinta trying to cover all those loose threads.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody keeps talking about, they've said it like 3 times now about how she's the coldest one. She's the cold-blooded one out of all of them. So, like, that, to me, that, like, every, most of the dialogue in this show, all of the dialogue in this show seems to be happening for a reason. I haven't seen her do anything particularly cold-blooded yet.
Yeah, well,
it's what she hasn't, what I haven't seen that I think might be the most cold-blooded of all.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, so this dude goes all the way down, and he's like, look, they're on to you, but they don't know who it is, but here, it's going to be Spellhouse. He's telling Luthen. He's like, they know about the raid on Spellhouse, so, like, you should pull your guy. This girl, Dedra Miro, she's the one that's, like, after you, but she doesn't know it's you. And also, I want out of this because I have a daughter now, and this life is stressful.
I would like to put it. As you know, I have a daughter now.
As you know, as you have so complimented me on my child. I am now resigning from the post, and I appreciate what you have done for me, and I wish you well in the future. Goodbye. And he's like,
and then his request was denied.
Yeah, your resignation is not accepted, sir.
You're not allowed to quit. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not allowed. We spent 6 years putting you in this place, and now we need you. What? And what is he's like? You thought you were going to give me these things on a platter, and I was just going to be like, ah, great. That's not how this life works. But I have a child. Yes, and I hope your child is safe. Anyway, and he's like, but I've given up everything. My this, my that, and like, it's living a life. I've been living a double life. And Luthen's like, yeah, that sounds hard. Sounds rough, buddy. And that's when we get the Luthen speech. Of him being
there's
like,
so many speeches.
Wherever they filmed this at, like a water reclamation plant or something somewhere, like over in Europe, and what this place is dope. He's like standing in this weird sort of like triangle-ish archway, and like walking out with this black cloak. And, you know, what do I sacrifice? You know, peace of mind, life, love, laughter, or whatever. Like, I've made my mind.
No more live, love.
I cannot eat, pray, love. everything! And that's where he gets his, like, trailer line. And you're like, oh, hairs, goosebumps. Tell him, Luthen, tell him what you said. Then he sends him up in the elevator. He's like, anyway, peace.
Yeah, anyway.
Good job thanks. On your promotion. You'll probably get a promotion out of this. But, yeah. Like, that's pretty cold-blooded, though. He's like, yeah, no, it's cool. Take Krieger. You know? But, like, okay. Those 50 people are going to die. It's all worth it for you, buddy. You and your dad are dying, so you and your daughter can have a safe life. So that was a great episode.
What happened to
who?
Dipper and Mabel.
They were not in this episode.
Like the two people that are like brothers. And one of them is a fighter and the other one's like a pilot.
I don't know who you're talking about.
What?
Tubes.
In this show? Oh! Are you talking about Edrio and Benthic?
Yes. I remember Bantha. I remember that.
Benthic. I don't know if they're both in there, but Benthic is for sure.
Yeah, he's the fighter, the one that's with Saw, right?
Yeah, Benthic is the fighter, Edrio is the pilot. Actually, it might have been Edrio. I'm not sure, because they just call him Tubes in the show. I think, like, the one with the trench... Nah, I don't know anymore. I think, like, they have a different vest or something. And I think I did at one point, I was like, did you know that two tubes actually has three tubes? Because I think the pilot has an extra one. I'm not sure. Mm.
Oh, that was his brother?
Yeah, they are clutch mates, Lizzie. Clutch mates.
What does that mean?
That they were born from the same clutch, I imagine.
No, I meant like that was the brother, the one in the pilot?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know which one it is. Because they keep just calling them tubes. I'm sure if I look in the... actually, you know what? I have the thing open right now. I'm going to check. Let's see. I can look at the cast. You talk about the next episode. We're on the next episode now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little... or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So after the...
It's called...
Pretty good speeches.
It's called... What is it called?
Daughter of Ferrix.
There you go. As soon as I saw the title, I was like, oh no.
Daughter of Ferrix.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I guess what it opens up to is still like Cassian and Melshi running away, and they're like, their feet, their hands,
oh,
like,
wrecked.
Are destroyed. Like, it was icky. But, you know, I guess that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're kind of just, they're just working. They're trying to survive. I'm on Wikipedia and I'm trying. I
it
can't
says
tell
he's
if
benthic.
It's like in order.
Sorry.
Huh?
It says he's benthic. So, benthic? Yeah, the fighter. Yeah, benthic. So it's not Edrio.
He would probably like the song "Like a Fighter" by Alexander Rudd.
Maybe.
Have you?
I don't know what Benthic listens to. I don't think I have. But yeah, they're escaping America. But I like the part because it's like this is where you get the like Star Wars hope thing, right? Because he's like, you know, they're leaving. They're leaving. He's like, I can't. My hands. I can't like move my hands. It's just like I'm so you know. And then he's like, tell me they're leaving again. Tell me they're leaving. They're leaving. Bless you.
Thank you.
Salute.
You know, and he's like, just, I need that little bit of hope to, like, get there. And then that's when we find out, like, you know, cut to Marva and B2 Emo. Now we've had, B2. Just, we've got to spend time with B2 Emo. Who is, like, the most adorable, sad thing. And that's the most I want to hug a droid. For sure.
Yeah. I talked about it with Zoe the other day, and... Like, I wasn't sure what was happening, because I just saw water.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like
the beginning
weird.
Shot.
I don't know what that is. And then Zoe was like, saying that it might be like, oh, you know, he's like, it show it's through like B's like perspective. He's like, it looks like almost like he's tearing up, like he's crying and stuff. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's even sadder. Why would you say this to me?
Well, no, it was like he had the cup on him, remember? And he like starts to shake when they're talking about taking the body out. And then like the cup almost spills and Brazo catches it. Brazo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brazo, I love Brazo.
He's like so nice to droids.
So much.
He's like...
He's just so nice.
Yeah, he's good people.
I liked Brazo the minute I saw him take a drink out of the cup.
Ah, he's good people. He's, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, then you see everybody spying on them while they're trying to figure out. And, like, B2's like, no, I don't want to be alone. No, don't go. Yeah. I want Mama Marva.
I think I want to do a Brazo cosplay. Maybe I'll cut my hair like his. That's probably not a good idea.
He has Ezra colors, dude. So if we get, like, enough fabric, we can do, like, a Brazo and a Ezra. That would be cool. I won't argue. So yeah, they take the body and stuff, but like they take it on like a little forklift. I like how much they're like, I guess their work or whatever is incorporated into their culture so much. Like, you know, later they talk about how they mix the ashes and make them a brick and put them in a wall and that's what they do. But like, you see they're taking her away on like a forklift that presumably they use to do whatever stonework that they're doing. The dude who, like, starts your work shifts in the morning, the time grappler. Like, a lot of their work and, like, ways seem to be tied up in their culture, and I really like seeing that, even though it's, like, these little connections. I like Ferrix.
Yeah, I did think it was cool to see the time person. Yeah.
Return of the time grappler.
That it was funny, because I was like, oh, Dad would love that.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, as soon as it happened. It was good times.
Would you agree that the time grappler is more like the Happy Mass Salesman or Skull Kid because he's at the top?
No, I don't think any of those. I don't know who he would be from Majora's Mask.
Because he's the, you know, like...
No, but that's like... It's like clock when like that's actually the clock, though. And the Happy Mask doesn't, like... That's not any of them. Mm-hmm. He's something else.
No, he's totally the clock in Clock Town.
I mean, yeah, I guess he would be the clock, but... That's not a person.
Yeah.
I wish there was a person.
Yeah, me too.
Like, maybe he's the guy who leads the carpenters. He's like, all right, everybody, let's go home. All right, everybody, time to get to work. Hmm. Like that guy, like the foreman or whatever.
Oh, that guy's such a jerk.
He's probably that guy.
He's like, the carnival should not be canceled. That moon ain't gonna fall.
Yeah, we're gonna work here no matter what. Oh,
yeah,
no.
We're not gonna wear them masks or anything.
So, where are we?
Oh. Marva.
Yeah. So they're taking the body away, and the little spies are watching.
Yeah, all of the spies.
Yeah, all of the spies who have the same jobs. Well, I just started working here. Me too.
Wow, that's a strange coincidence.
Where are you from? A planet you've never heard of. From a little city you've never heard of. Well, well. Well, small time talk is done.
Yeah. Nope,
that's backwards.
Small
anyway.
Time talk.
Small talk time.
You're thinking about time... grappler too much.
Yes, that was it. Back on Narkina 5, they're like, oh, like there's some people down there, they probably have a ship. And then he's like, wait, and like what's his name, Melshi, like just runs off like toward him, and they get like caught by like these little spider web traps that they have. And I don't like it at all. Yeah, no, that
I didn't
be the
like
worst.
It one bit,
but I like
it was like not just like a net. It was, like, sticky.
Yeah, and it was all gooey or whatever, because they're all, like, wet and stuff, even when they take it off.
It reminds me of, like, the pork rinds that Mom eats. You know, like, pork rinds that are, like, all white, and they're, like, in pickled stuff.
Oh.
It's like vinegar, I think.
That's it is like pork rinds, but it's not, like, pork rinds like chips. It's, like, the, like, Mexican ones that are just in the jar.
Yeah. I don't know what those are.
I don't know what they're called, but she calls them pork rinds.
Why
no, they're not. They're not pork rinds. They're chicharrones. But
I mean,
that's what we call pork rinds too. But anyway,
yeah, I was gonna say it's pretty much the same thing.
Well, it's a different thing, but it's named. I don't know. Anyway, Yeah, so they get trapped, and then they're like, well, what are we going to do? The Empire, they've ruined all our water and all our stuff. And like, and the other guy doesn't speak English, so or basic, you know? Mm-hmm. So you can't tell the conversation, but they're like, well, we hate the Empire, so congratulations on escaping. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, it was really weird, because it was like, yeah, we could sell these guys. Mm-hmm. Anyway, oh, that's right, yeah.
But like,
where do you guys want
to
go?
Yeah, to hell with the Empire. They're not going to be killing you guys. Where do y'all want to go? Niamos? And I sure. was very surprised to see him go back and find his money and stuff.
I mean, it doesn't seem like the owner's like, I don't, like, where was it? I'm so confused because it just looks like it's on top of the shower.
Yeah.
Like, how is it hidden?
But it's like in, like, there's a, like, it, you can see it, like, drops in something. So, like, it is on top of the shower, but there's, like, a thing that, like, it goes inside. Because you can see him lift it in, and, like, in the other episode when he puts it back, it, like, you can't see it from far away.
I guess I'm not, like, maybe I'm, like, blinking at that one moment, but, yeah,
Yeah, I don't remember if you can see it in this one because he's like already has it out by the time he's ready to go. But like in the other episode when he puts it back, when he's like, oh, okay, I'm just washing up. I'm going to go to the store. You know, like when he you see him put it back and you see it like drop into whatever. So you can't see it from the sides. You know, you would have to like get up and look down. Mm. You know, but I like that like there's because I assume it's like a hotel room. So I just like that there's other people staying in the hotel room, and he's just like, do-do-do-do-do, you got my stuff anyway, do-do-do-do-do. And the guy's, what is his name? Nemec. Nemec's, what is...
He has a nice shirt.
His little speech.
Or not Nemec, sorry.
Nemec's little speech is still
there, I thought we were talking about Melshi.
No, I'm talking about...
like he got a new shirt.
He has his credits in there. Cassian has the credits. He has a couple of pistols. And he also has his, like, the guy's, remember the guy wanted him to have his manifesto or whatever?
Yeah.
So, like, I did think it was cool that he, like, kind of reclaimed that. Because maybe that will come into play, like, later, you know, that, like, what that guy believed in and stuff.
Yeah. You know?
So he reconnects with his things. Vel bursts into Luthen's place and is like, hey. We need to talk. I told you, like, all this stuff. And Clea's like, oh, as you can see, our pieces are blah, 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 blah. Some are bound back order. And, like, you can't do these things. We have rules for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, and she's like, well, like, and she says something like, well, I did, you know, Aldani, what have you done lately? And she's like, girl, no, I don't have lately. I have always, because I am always getting stuff done. What you know about that?
Yeah, it's just
okay, breaking up really bad.
Trying to one up each other, trying to be like, "Well, I did more than this. Well, I can't work with you because of this." Like, or like, it's like they'll come together soon, but it's funny to see them
in
all
this one.
Fight
I think it's more like
the same thing.
I think in this case, it's a little more of her trying to get this thing done. Like she knows her mission is sent to Cassian as that loose thread. And she's trying to inform this dude, like, hey, like, the mom died. There's a good chance I'll show up. Like, we need to, what do I do? Like, we need to figure out what to do, you know? So hers is not so much of a, like, oh, I am, like, this and that. Like, but then she's trying to throw her weight around to get the thing done because she's getting hit by this roadblock. This roadblock named Clea.
Yeah.
You know? So I, like, this one doesn't seem so, like the other things that you're talking about.
No, of course, but it's still like, guys, like, calm down. It's okay. And then also she could have just been like, oh, well, my cousin Andor, his mom died or something.
Right, right. She could have played, like, the game a little bit more.
Yeah, like, not that there's no rush, but like,
Yeah, she definitely is like treating it as an urgent thing. And Clea's like, even in urgent things, we do not. But I like, even with a... To be fair, Clayton's like that with Luthen sometimes. She's like, stop, we need to be safer. We need to shut down Ferrix. We need these precautions. We need to tie up these loose ends. Mm-hmm. You know? So, like, out of all of them, she is definitely the most careful. Which also may translate to the most cold-blooded.
Yeah, that's true.
Then back on Ferrix, they're like, hey, Bix, is this the guy? That's it. Bix is messed up.
Yeah, she's really messed up.
Yeah, so she's been there a while now.
And she doesn't know that Marva's dead.
She's got to make it through, man. I hope she's... I know, like, Marva's gone now, but I hope we save Bix. And I hope she has a place in the Rebellion somewhere.
I don't know. After that, I probably wouldn't want to fight for the Rebellion.
That's fair.
Where did your parents take you when you first turned 21?
I don't think my parents took me anywhere when I turned 21.
They didn't take you to, like, a winery or something?
No. I don't think there was a lot of wineries back in Texas back then.
Did you explain that this guy broke 6 blocks of ice? 1 strike.
I did not, but thank you. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so now Vel is back at Mothma's, and this is, like, where the kid is doing the stuff. We kind of already talked about this and covered her. But the thing that I like here, this is the one time in, like, this whole show where she's like, actually, this is not parents' fault.
Yeah.
She's like, no, the kid did this all on her own. Like, Perrin is like, strangely, he's open-minded on this and, like, doesn't want our kid to get married at 12 years old or whatever. You know, yeah. Although it seems like 15 is the age. Okay. So there was a lot of, like, confusion about, like, wait, like, she's only 13. Why are they? And I'm like, no, I think they're trying to, like, start the ball rolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're trying to make sure that she's ready for it.
Yeah, or you know, like, or like get the, you know, get the introductions, get the people to know each other. I'm not like super good at arranged marriages, but that's what I imagine is happening.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Expert.
Yes, I am not an expert in arranged marriages. As you can see, both of my children are above 15 and unwed. So she also like tells her like, okay, I had this thing and this, like, I don't know, this is, I need 400,000. And Vel also lets her know that she was the one at Aldani, I think, right?
She mentions Aldani, but she doesn't really quite, like,
spell it out. Okay. But she told her what happened. So she knows. So now Vel knows that Mothma needs those credits too. So I'm very curious to see if that, like, might, if she might go on her own to find another option.
Yeah, or just try to help her in general, because she's also rich.
Yeah, that's true. And then Lita comes out, and she's like, oh, Auntie Vel! Dirty face at mom.
Yeah.
I was like, God. Oh my God, I wish I was Mr. Fantastic, and I would slap you from here.
Could have added Lita to the who needs me punch first, needs me punch second.
Let me say this. Thank you for saying that, first of all, because now I'm not in trouble. But second of all, I just wanted to say, like, a lot of people were, like, defending her. Not defending her, but, like, people were saying, you know, obviously people say stupid stuff. And anybody who's listening to this podcast knows that we say stupid stuff too, but none of it is serious. It's all faking in space. We're not taking it over seriously. But people were like, look, she's a child and she's dumb and she's blah, blah, blah. But people were really like, oh my God, how could this, that, that, that? And I'm like, you know, somebody was like, okay, a lot of people were coming down on her because she is, checks notes, a teenager. And I was like, that's fair. She is a dumb teenager. Sometimes kids need to get punched. But I refrained from adding her to my thing because I did not want to get in any trouble for that.
I think that it is implied with Perrin.
You know what? When children are horrible like that, blame the parents. So just punch Perrin.
Yes. Or what you could do is what Terry Silver did with Mike Barnes and LaRusso, where you got one teenager to terrorize the other.
Also an option, apparently.
Well, there's no other kids here. Besides,
Well, Lizzie. Son. Like, Mike Barnes was hired because he was karate's bad boy. So first you go find a kid, then you hire them to come and terrorize the other kid, Lizzie. That's how it works.
I don't know the references, so I'm just trying to.
This guy wants to break you.
You got a couple seasons to catch up on. But anyway, let's move on.
Not seasons. It's a movie.
Yes, but she's got seasons too.
Karate Kid 3.
Anyway, where are we? Yeah, so they were like doing the thing. Lita made a face, and I was like, mm. Cyril Karn gets a call in the middle of a night, and his mom gets up and is like, phone for you. which was funny because like his mom like is like all in like a I just woke up state, and that was just entertaining to me.
Very fabulous woke up.
Yeah, and then it's like the guy like that he's working with, and it's kind of like it was so it's like when podcasting is bad and there's no signal, and you're like, yeah, the mother, yeah, where is Cassian? Maybe he's gonna come for the funeral. Like there's like a bad connection and he's like in a place where it's like really loud because there's a smelter or something, and so basically Cyril knows that Andor is going to be on Ferrix, or maybe going to be on Ferrix, so you know a second later he goes and he steals his mom's money.
Yeah, like he's not making enough or what's going on.
I mean, he just got, I don't know how much it is to Ferrix, but whatever. He stole his
money. I'm just saying,
money.
He has a job.
Yeah, maybe he hasn't got paid yet. Maybe he's only... No, it's, that was like 30 shifts ago.
Yeah, no, like Cassian's yeah. done as much shifts as he has.
Yeah, there you go. And all he eats is cereal. He's like, not like buying expensive dinners.
Yeah, like he's not having fancy dinners.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, cereal's got to be cheap on Coruscant. okay. So yeah,
child born what? Of this
he gets a discount.
Stone and steel. Yeah. He knew nothing. Like
he
it.
Shows his ID. Cyril Karn, sir. Ah, half off for you. Anyone you want. I only want the ones that look like little worlds. Okay.
To symbolize how I want the world to be safe with me,
inside of me.
What?
Because he eats. The world.
Oh, he eats this. Okay, fair. Even when he drops one, he puts it back in his bowl. Keeps the table clean. It's not bad. Okay, so now we got Luthen and Saw. So Luthen goes to visit Saw. For,
yeah.
I don't know why, but he walks in there and Saw's getting ready. Saw's packing his stuff. He's like, all right, man, tell him that we're going to be there. Tell him we're going to get air support. Tell him we don't take orders from nobody. Just tell me what time. And he's like, no, do it. And he's like, what? Why? He's like, it's like tomorrow. They're already like going for it. He's like, nah, it's good. We're ready.
He's yeah, like, got it.
And this is the part where I was like, oh no. And he comes clean, dude. He's yeah. like, ISB knows. What? Well, we got to sacrifice Krieger. And that's where Saw is like, what? Like, there's like 30 men. Yep. So either you're ISB or you're protecting somebody on the inside. Well, if I was ISB, why wouldn't I just let you go? What? You have people with the ISB, you have people with, you know, whatever his name, Krieger. You probably got somebody here with me. Who is it? It's my boy Tubes. Tells me everything.
He just framed Tubes.
Tubes is like, duh, fuck.
Which is, and he was like, what? No, I'm only loyal to you. Uh-huh. He was
and
so
then he, like,
scared.
Steals his gun. Aha! Oh, man. Tubes is like, this fool. Like, and just walks away. It's so good. It's such a good scene. And, like, once again, it's just these two, like, amazing actors, like, going at each other. And, like, you can see how later, like, when we meet Saw in Rogue One, he's so unraveled. He doesn't know who to trust. Did they send you here to kill me? Like, but he's watching his own people kill his own people, kind of. You know what I mean? So it's, like, no wonder that he gets to this place where he can't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I like seeing his paranoidness.
Yeah, like it's only
kind
of
his slow
starting.
Descent to insanity.
Yeah. But oh, it's such a like a good scene. And I just love Tubes. Like even when he's like getting
so
there. Tubes is like, yeah, he's in a mood. You know, and he's like, oh, well, good to know. Thanks.
Did you know that there's a tube somewhere in this room, but we have to find him?
Like a toy?
A pop.
Tubes needs a raise.
We have a two tubes pop?
Yeah, we totally have one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's probably in the garage or in here or downstairs.
Okay. I'll remember that. That's cool.
Pretty sure. Yeah, he needs a raise.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good partisan Cloud Rider boy. let's see. So back on. Oh yeah, okay. Then he steals his mom's money. Cereal takes his mom's money, and like I'm guessing that he's going to use that to buy a trip to Ferrix or whatever. And then Clea's talking to Luthen, and they're like talking in code. She's like, there might be a possibility that the piece returns to the collector's market. Well, it could be in danger. It is a crowded market right now. Well, I should go make sure we secure the piece. It is a very crowded market. It could, perhaps it's time for us to wait, and see if the price comes down. Well, we can't risk losing this piece to another collector, can we? I really think you should not. Okay. And then they like mess up. And as soon as the thing went out, I was like, oh no. And that's when we see the really cool ship. It's like a Cantwell class arrestor cruiser. And it's like very old concepts of a Star Destroyer, like with all these dishes on it, and it just looks rad. And then we see Luthen get to use his cool ship.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting a lightsaber ship.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I don't know what that is, but it's cool. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I like how the fight between Luthen and the ship is like another example of like what his plan is. Like, their plan with the rebels is to get the Empire to overreact to like build rebel power, right? And so what he does is he gets them to do the tractor beam, and then he like goes like he's escaping so that they can raise the tractor beam power, and then he does this, he like getting them to throw all their stuff, like, is how he wins the fight, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, then he uses the stuff instead of just running away. He gets them to overextend themselves and then, like, uses it against them. Then the tractor beam pulls in all those missiles or little whatever, and it, like, messes the entire ship up. Then he turns around, they send TIE fighters, and he's like, yeah, I'm cooler, and does his cool thing.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
I like his little conversation when they're like, hey, like, turn off your thrusters. And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry. I'm like, I'm working. I'm a one-man team right now.
Yeah, he's like, one-man show.
Yeah. Like, and they're like, oh, there's pirates in the air. And they're like, he's like, oh, thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for the warning. Appreciate you. Yeah, that was really, really cool. And then he leaves. But the other thing that I was worried about is he's still over Segra Minor, which is where Saw is. So that Star Destroyer is, like, above Saw's headquarters, in theory. They probably don't know where. I mean, there was a Star Destroyer above Jedha, and they couldn't find him either. So Saw's good at hiding, apparently.
Yeah.
But still, like, the idea is that, like, that I took from that was, like, oh, no, like, they're here. They're probably looking for Saw.
Luthen, do you miss when he had long hair?
No.
What?
I like clean cut. No, I don't know. I like them both, but I see them as, Lizzie, like, what do you guys call them?
What?
What do you call Luthen and Luthen?
Hannah Montana?
There you go. Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus.
But one thing is that, I don't know, every time I picture him with long hair in my head, all I think is, this guy wants to break you, humiliate you. Remember that?
Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
No, I do. I like his long hair looks and moves, and like his tone changes. Yes, welcome, Senator.
When people say karate around here, all they'll think is John Kreese's karate. You won't even be a memory. Yeah, he will. You won't.
Thank you for the karate update. Okay, where were we? Okay, so then they jump and escape. And then Andor, like, is trying to contact a person and be like, hey, dude, just tell Marva that I'm okay. And that's when he finds out that his mom has passed. And he's like, no names. What, Zan? Yeah. Like, and then he starts using names, too. And then he's like, Cass, come on. Like, so that was, like, rough. But then the last scene is him and Melshi, and they're, like, on the beach back on Niamos. And Melshi's like, they have new clothes. They went shopping. That's cool.
I was sad to see Cassian's reaction. to Marva's death, mm-hmm. or like hearing about Marva's death. Cause like he kind of just took in and was like, okay. Like, but he didn't talk about it. He just kind of made a face and then like not moved on, but like, you know, kind of moved on. And I like that they showed like him and B's reaction. Because yeah. certain different people have different reactions to hearing about death. And I liked it a lot. It reminded me of, like, me a little bit. Because, you know, Cassian is so, so far away from home. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's hard because, you know, Cassian, like, they tell him this information. And he can't really do anything about it.
Right.
Like, he can't go and see her body or, like, go to the home or, like, comfort B.
I mean, he can, but it's going to be dangerous and it'll take him a while, right?
Right. But he can't really do that right now in the moment that he's being told this.
Right, right.
Like, eventually he can, but other than that, not really. So it's like all he can do, especially now, well, he's with Melshi, but he just kind of just like physically moves on, I guess. And you know, it's hard and it sucks, especially when you do hear a loved one died and like, you can't really do anything about it in that moment or be there for it. So,
wait, you broke up. What?
It made me very sad. I saw, sometimes I can see, like, if I'm watching my little volume on the clean feed, it'll be like, it'll like.
Trigger?
It'll.
Clip or
it'll
whatever.
Like spasm a little bit. Yeah. It's kind of funny. So I just kind of stop. And I'm like, okay, I can talk now.
Cool. So that's your signal.
Yeah. I'm paying attention.
It's rough, but it's like, it is. He's so far from home and you're right. There's nothing he can do. And he wasn't there for her. Like, you know what I mean? Like he came back for her. He wanted her to come with him. And she gave him that ultimatum. It's like, I can't go and you can't stay. Like, but you know, and he wanted to tell her, like, he was like, she would be so proud of me. Like, that's what he called. He said, call and tell her that I'm okay. She would be so proud of me. Because he helped people. Like, mm-hmm. you know. Look, granted, a lot of those people might have actually been criminals. But still, he, like, helped people.
No, because he got arrested for walking too fast.
Yeah, he got arrested for walking too fast. But maybe some people, like, some of those people actually did steal something or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, what if they were stealing
something? Sir, stop.
I need to fix this. It's all, like, dismangled. I need to wrap it nice. And.
But, yeah, like... Regardless, he helped people. And, like, he did something that he thought that she would be proud of. You know? Mm-hmm. And I think she would have been.
I hope her Force Ghost was watching.
Like, and it's funny because she already was. Like, and he just couldn't say anything. Like, she was, like... she would have known that he was part of Aldani, she would have been proud. And he could have told her, but he didn't. He couldn't. Mm-hmm. You know? And this time, he, like, thought he could. And he wanted her to know. And he wasn't able to let her know, you know?
Yeah. I think
yeah.
it's interesting because, you know, obviously the last episode is pretty, probably very much going to be on Ferrix.
So this feels like.
At that funeral.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting because Marva wanted to do something. Like, she wanted to start, like, rebelling. And I think it'll be interesting that it will, like, at first I was like, man, why can't these people just let her have a funeral? And then I was like, honestly, she might have wanted this if someone.
Right.
If someone decided to, like, uprise.
Her funeral might end up being, like, a major catalyst for whatever. For hopefully the future or liberation of her people, her planet, her home, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. Like, we're going to find out, but it's sad. Okay, just going on to the Melshi thing. Like, Melshi's like, look, dude, do you think anybody else made it out? Like, maybe we should, if it was just us, we should split up so we can double our, like, people need to know what happened. We have to tell people what happened. And so Melshi leaves. I didn't see that coming. I was like, they're best friends until Rogue One. Like, they literally never leave each other's side. And then he left, and I was like, because I was like, oh, I thought Cassian was going to be like, yes, come to my house, and like, we're going to like mess people up on Ferrix. but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I kind of see now, like, in my mind's eye, I see a, like, a reunion kind of like Luke and Biggs. Because they were people that, like, had a time together, and then, like, they weren't together, and then they sort of found each other again in the Rebellion. So I wonder if, like, they separate now, and are they going to find each other in the Rebellion? Like, you know, again, and be like, dude, yeah, like, we were the...
I was, like, waiting for them to, like, exchange phone numbers or something. And then, like, Melshi would be like, hey, I joined the Rebellion. You want to join? Mm-hmm. I'll send you the link. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting, too. But I just have to say, Melshi looks so nice in that shirt. The shirt is so good.
Yeah, it's a really cool shirt, right? Like, I would totally buy that shirt. Where are you at, Star Wars, like, people who make stuff?
Like, the shirt is really good.
Her universe, get on that. I would buy that.
Yeah.
You know? Who do I know that makes shirts? Her universe, get on that.
Dad will model it for everyone.
I got you. No, I'm not. You need a less hair. Just get Melshi. He looks good, man. Just have Melshi model it.
Mm-hmm.
Get that shirt. Yeah. So that's it. This is the last, like, the next episode is going to be the final thing. Like, this show has already been amazing and done something in a really different way that Star Wars hasn't done, and really helped move that needle and spread that, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it's opened the world of what Star Wars is, and I really like that, and I hope they keep doing that with shows. And not rehashing the same thing. I've said it before. I said Andor something fresh. And I'm really hoping the future of Star Wars shows is bright because of this show. Oh, and they're also going to show the first two episodes on, like, on their channels. Like, on FX, on Hulu, on ABC or whatever, you know. So, like, I guess maybe, like, new people who haven't seen, who don't have Disney Plus could check it out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sean.
So, like, that's kind of cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I might have been, like, maybe three episodes. But, like, still, maybe if two hook you, then you might dig the show. You know? So, I don't know, man. I am really, really enjoying this show. It is, like, surpassed what I thought it was going to be. And I can't wait to see how it all ends. Any predictions, Lizzie?
I kind of said my prediction with, like, there being an uprising with... starting, like, with Marva's funeral.
Yeah.
Obviously, I hate people. Because, again, at first my thought was, like, man, we just, like, let people, like, especially, like, the Empire, like, let them just have a funeral. Like, it's just... I also thought it was interesting, I don't know if we talked about it, but, like, Deidre being smart again, and being a mastermind at all these things. The Imperials are like, oh, yeah, they're going to want a funeral, like, but we're not going to give it to them, we're not going to let them. And she was like, no, let them have it, let them have it, but make it really restricted. And, like, you know, certain amount of people, and, like, write down those names, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so that they can, like, it's a trap now.
Yes.
Like, now the funeral is a trap, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say some names. You guys let me know if you think there's good things in the future or bad things. Cinta.
Bad things.
Well, I can draw. So, if bad things happen, then I can draw good things.
Okay. How about Brasso?
Who's that?
The guy you said you wanted to dress up as.
Good things.
Ooh, good things. Very good things.
Bix.
Bad. Better things. Better things.
I hope better things, too.
I hope. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I hope better things.
B2 emo.
But I have to...
Please, good. Please, good.
good things.
Dedra.
I also kind of think not like bad things, but like kind of like foiled again kind of thing.
Mm. Cyril.
Bad. I hope bad. I hope all bad.
I hope his mom is like, hey, I'm mean to you, but I'll try to be nice. And he's like, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm also mean to everyone, and I'm like dedicated to doing stuff. And, you know, I'm going to just ease up, and I'm going to not be so much of a jerk.
Maybe, yeah. Oh. What if Cyril and his mom, like, decide to go to therapy?
Yeah.
And just like, you know what? Maybe we just need to get out of this depressing-ass neighborhood.
I think, I don't know how, like, I think it would be funny and very interesting if Cyril did go, like, obviously he's going, but he's going to the funeral. Deidre has this whole setup, this whole trap. Everything's perfect. Like, Thrawn.
Okay.
And then Cyril wrecks it.
Oh!
And then Cyril does something stupid.
Lizzie, write that down, because that actually sounds very likely.
Wait, what?
Like, Cyril showing up is not a part of Dedra's plan.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and, wait, and but, Cyril,
but
like,
I heard Thrawn.
She was saying, like Dedra could have a really smart, like, Thrawn plan. Like, she's already, like, trying to trap them at the funeral, trying to make sure that she's got spies everywhere. I like that idea. Okay, who else do I got on my list? What about Saw?
I mean, we kind of know he lives. Mm-hmm. I think his mental health is drained more.
Well, let's just put it this way for Saw. Maybe not good things or bad things, but do you think he's going to have anything to do with Ferrix?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because it's not like,
I don't see a reason Luthen why, but he seems anything to be all ready to go. So if I was Luthen, I would be like, what if you just come with me to this funeral?
Let's crash his funeral. Yeah.
What bones could you fall on that just hurt?
All of them.
But, like, when, like, if you get thrown on your butt.
Yeah, your tailbone. That's bad.
Okay, that's what was hurting at wrestling the other day.
Ah, okay. What else? Who else? What about Luthen? It sounds like he's going to Ferrix.
I hope he grows hair.
Yeah, I think he's going to Ferrix. Mm-hmm.
Good things or bad things?
I don't know.
Bad things right now.
Oof.
Well, because we don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, he's like,
Saw. After that episode.
Mm-hmm. Except we know Saw makes it for a while.
Ooh. Yeah, we do know that.
Mm-hmm. He grows his hair out. He cuts it again. He grows his hair out.
Yeah, I was confused by that because, like, one minute he's bald. And then like in Rebels, he's bald. And in Rebels, he has hair.
Yeah, and Rebels is after this. Let's see. Okay. Who else? What about Kleya?
Kleya.
Like Luthen's assistant person who also seems to run stuff sometimes.
I think she'll be fine. I think she's definitely going to be worried.
Getting in the action. She seems to be like what Luthen is supposed to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Luthen's just getting too close. Like he's supposed to be running it all. Oh, I can't remember his name, but what about the ISB spy? Good or bad? The mustache dude.
one guy.
Who was in a sunless place. What do you think about him and his daughter?
I think his daughter will be fine. Okay, I don't know if he will be fine. Okay. It seems like he's been there for a long, long time, though. So, like...
Yeah, 6 years.
Like, I think he'll... I want to say he'll be fine, but also he might slip up or, like...
He is getting stressed.
But also with Luthen...
Yeah, now like, he's, like, stressed from both sides, huh?
Yeah, but also with Luthen, like, being a pretty good, like, mastermind behind this, I think... Like, especially with telling them to keep going with the mission, even though they're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a pretty smart move, especially to make sure that, you know, they don't know that we know anything.
Right. Okay.
But, yeah.
Who else do I got? Ooh, what about, like, Blevin? Do you remember him? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Blevin.
He's the guy that's like, well, she was, like, looking in my sector. Like, blah, 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 blah. She got my reports. That, like, calls Dedra out. Bad things. Bad things for Blevin. He already kind of got demoted a little bit. He lost Morlana sector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Time Grappler.
He lost the blooms. Good things.
Great things.
I hope that if things go down, he's either fighting them with his time grappling tools, or he's making the music to it.
Nice. Oh, he's like scoring the fight? Rad.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else do we got? Do you think we'll see Melshi again this season?
I don't think so. I think like maybe like...
Doesn't look like it, right?
Way later. Like maybe like when the show is over, you might like Cassian might get a text message from Melshi and be like, hey, the rebellion's okay. Cool. I don't know.
Is that everybody?
Also, I need more shirts.
Yes, can you buy me another shirt? This one's really cool. Is that about it? Anybody else you can think of?
Mothma?
Oh, crap. Yeah, Mothma. Good things or bad things?
I think she's very mentally distressed.
Yeah.
And I think she's in a very, very sticky situation. Yeah. So probably bad things, unfortunately.
What about Tay? The guy who she's, like, trying to get to help her. Not the gangster guy. The other guy.
I think he'll be fine. Not that he's not doing much, but, like, he's not as involved, I feel like.
Right. Well, he's not... Yeah, he doesn't know what he's involved in, actually.
Yeah.
He knows it's something, but he doesn't know exactly. But okay. What about, Okay.
What Perrin. About Perrin?
Good things or bad things? We all hope bad things, right?
We all hope bad.
Uh-huh. He gets thrown out the window.
I hope he gets arrested for walking too fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He gets, like, arrested. He said, hang. if Perrin goes to take a vacation on Niamos, and he's like, why are you sweating? It's hot here.
I hope he takes a vacation on Alderaan.
You need, like, that's 5 years down the line.
Yeah.
This is a long
vacation. I hope he takes a vacation for 5 years on Alderaan.
I hope he takes a vacation 5 years before Alderaan, and the cousin is a jerk right to him right before they get blown up.
Oh, yeah. Him and the cousin get blown up?
Yeah.
They, like, meet each other, and they become roommates and best friends, and they're constantly fighting, and then they're like, this is the last time. Okay. Well, that was dark. Okay. That's I guess that's funny. It. That's a podcast. We did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next week, that's going to be it. Next, this is going to drop this week. Next week, we'll do the finale for Andor. And after that, I might die. I'm going to close up High Republic Phase 1 so I can start High Republic Phase 2. So make sure you guys have read Convergence and Path of Deceit and what's the other one? Quest for the Hidden City.
And it's about Keldor's mother. Well, his name isn't Keldor. His name is,
Well, actually, we don't know who it is.
Wait, who's that guy with
We think it's an face? Ancestor. Marchion Roe?
Him.
Marchion Roe. It is a Roe, but I don't know if it's his mother.
Oh, I can actually show you that.
Actually, it's like 150 years, but no, it's 200 years before. So it's probably not his mother. But anyway, and I'm also going to be diving into comics, which is like a lot right now because it's Crimson Rain. So there's a lot happening, that is not TV, and that should hold us until Bad Batch.
Yes.
So yes, we will be doing plenty of episodes. And me and Lizzie are going to talk Aphra soon, right? Right? Right?
Yes.
Yes. So we got plenty of stuff. So we got some new stuff. We got some old stuff. We got some stuff in between. And it'll be all good times. Come talk Star Wars with us. Please listen, rate the show 5 stars. Even if you don't like us, just tell us we're great anyway. Mm-hmm. Please. Good things. Good things.
Yeah.
This is what I want. Give us a review. Just give me 5 stars.
Bless you.
5 stars and just put Punch Perrin in your review.
Yes.
That's all. 5-star review, Punch Perrin. I will accept Punch Cyril.
Punch Perrin. PP. Oh, God. Never mind. Sorry. I was trying to.
Yeah. Oh, he was trying to make. That one doesn't work. Yeah. Punch Perrin is short. All right. There we go. Podcast over. All good?